ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 8, లార్డ్ వామన ద డ్వార్ఫ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్, చాప్టర్ 18. శ్రీశుక వాచ ఇత్తం విరించ స్తుతకర్మ వీర్యః ప్రాదుర్బాభువామృత భూర్ అదిత్యాం చతుర్భుజః శంఖ గదాబ్జ చక్రః పిశంగవాసా నలినాయతే క్షణః. సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి సెడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మా హెడ్ దస్ స్పోకన్ గ్లోరిఫైంగ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్స్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ ప్రవెస్, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ వాజ్ నెవర్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు డెత్ లైక్ ఎన్ ఆర్డినరీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ అపియర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వూంబ్ ఆఫ్ అదితి. హిస్ ఫోర్ హ్యాండ్స్ were decorated with the conchal club lotus and disc. He was dressed in yellow garments and his eyes appeared like the blooming petals of a lotus. Shivamana Devaki Shama Vadato Jasaraja Kundala Twissola Satri Vadanam Bhujappuman Sri Vatsavaksha Balayangado Lasat Kirita Kanchi Gunacharu Nupurah. The body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, blackish in complexion, was free from all inebrieties. His lotus face, decorated with earrings resembling sharks, appeared very beautiful, and on his bosom with a mark of Shivatsa. He wore bangles on his wrists, armlets on his arms, a helmet on his head, a belt on his waist, a sacred thread across his chest, and ankle belts decorating his lotus feet. మధువ్రత వ్రాత విగుష్ఠయా స్వయా విరాజీత శ్రీ వనమాలయ హరి ప్రజాపతేర్వేష్మత్తమః స్వరోచిష వినాశయన్ కంఠనివి నివిష్ట కౌస్తుభః. An uncommonly beautiful garland of flowers decorated his bosom, and because the flowers were extremely fragrant, a large group of bees, making their natural humming sounds, invaded them for honey. When the Lord appeared wearing the Kaustubha gem on his neck, his effulgence vanquished the darkness in the home of Prajapati Kashyapa. Dishah prasedhu salilasayastada prajah prahrishta rutavo gunan vitah ద్యౌర్ అంతరిక్షం క్షితిరగ్ని జిహ్వా గావో ద్విజాః సంజహర్షూర్ నఖశ్చ. At that time there was happiness in all directions, in the reservoirs of water like the rivers and oceans, and in the core of everyone's heart. The various seasons displayed their respective qualities, and all living entities in the upper planetary system, in outer space, and on the surface of the earth were jubilant. The demigods, the cows, brahmanas, hills and mountains were filled with joy. Shronayam shravanadvadashyam muhurte abhijiti prabhu sarve nakshatra taradyash chakrush taj janmadakshinam. On the day of Shravanadvadasi, the 12th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Bhadra, when the moon came into the lunar mansion Shravana, at the auspicious moment of Abhijit, the Lord appeared in this universe. Considering the Lord's appearance very auspicious, all the stars and planets from the sun to the Saturn were munificently charitable. Purport: Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, an expert astrologer, explains the word nakshatra taradyah. The word nakshatra means the stars. The word tara in this context refers to the planets, and adhyaha means the first one specifically mentioned. Among the planets, the first is Surya, the sun, not the moon. Therefore, according to the Vedic version, the modern astronomer's proposition that the moon is nearest to the earth should not be accepted. The chronological order in which people all over the world refer to the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, corresponds to the Vedic order of the planets and the circumstances, and thus circumstantiates the Vedic version. Apart from this, when the Lord appeared, the planets and stars became situated very auspiciously according to the astrological calculation to celebrate the birth of the Lord. Dvadashyam savita tishtan madhyanindagatho nripa vijayanama saprokta yasyam janma vidurhare. O King, when the Lord appeared on Dvadashi, the 12th day of the moon, the sun was at the meridian. As every learned scholar knows, this Dvadashi is called Vijaya. Vijaya Dvadashi ki. Shankadundubhayo nedur mridanga panavanakaha chitravaditra turyana nirghoshas tumulo bhavat. Conch shells, kettle drums, panavas and anakas vibrated in concert. The sound of these and various other instruments was tumultuous. Preetaschapsaraso anrityan gandharva pravara jaguhu tushtuvur munayo deva manavah pitaro agnayah. Being very pleased, the celestial dancing girls apsaras danced in jubilation. Best of the Gandharvas sang songs, and the great sages, demigods, Manus, Pitas and fire gods offered prayers to satisfy the Lord. Siddha Vidya Dharaganaha Sakim Purushap Kinnaraha Charana Yaksha Rakshamsi Suparna Bujo Gotamaha Gayanto Atiprasham Shanto Nratyanto Vibhudhanugaha Aditya Ashramapadam Kushumai Samavi Samavakiran. The Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Kimpurushas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Suparanas, the best of the serpents and the followers of all the demigods, all showered flowers on Aditi's residence, covering the entire house, were glorifying and praising the Lord and dancing. So Omakyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Nitinamane Namo Chari Padaya Nitaya Kripa Padaya Negauru Gata Dhamudaya Nagara Gram Tarini. Chalayasi Vikramane Balimad Bhuta Vamana Padanaka Neera Janita Jana Pavana Keshava Dritta Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Today is Appearance Day of Vamana, Vijayadvadashi, and we have read the description of Vamana's appearance. A little history to that is that the Devas and the Asuras, they are always in conflict. Right from the creation they are like that. Kashyapa's one wife is Aditi, other wife is Diti. From Diti came the Asuras, from Aditi came the Devas. Aditya Varanam Tamasap Parastat. Adityas and the Daityas, So the Daityas, they, the Asuras, from them there's a whole lineage. And although same wife, two wives, same husband, they had this great misunderstanding. Constantly the Asuras attacked the Devas, harassed them in many different ways. So there was conflict, constant conflict. So whatever happened was also the plan of the Lord in one sense, because the Asuras, they sort of at one point of time found that the Devas had committed mistakes and they became weaker, so they attacked them and they took over. And when they took over, the Devas were without any place. They had no shelter. So without any shelter, they were driven away and they became very weak. Similarly, it is mentioned in many places that they become a little puffed up. Even the Devas become a little proud and puffed up. It is by the arrangement of the Lord that they get attacked by the Asuras. As soon as they become weakened by not following their guru properly, once they are celebrating victory and they were drinking and dancing and Apsaras were dancing, everything, and their guru Brihaspati happened to come there and he saw all of them celebrating and they didn't even bother about Brihaspati, including Indra. So Brihaspati just disappeared. He said, I'll not be available to you because of this offense. So they again became weak because they offended their guru. They became weak, and when they became weak, the Asuras attacked. They knew the news that this has happened and they are not in touch with Brihaspati. Brihaspati has left in anger. This is the time to attack. They attacked and it took over. So similarly, you can see that every time the Devas became weak because of some wrongdoing, the Asuras attacked. Every time we become weak in Krishna consciousness by not chanting properly, not following regulative principles, not attending the morning program, not reading Bhagavatam, you can see you'll become weak. And you'll be attacked by Maya. This is a principle of material world. Not only you and me, even the Devas were attacked. And then material life becomes horrible, spiritual life becomes very dull, and everything becomes crazy, and then you start thinking differently. So the Devas were very bewildered and they didn't know what to do. So they approached the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord told them that I will appear, because Aditi went and cried to Kashyapa, and Kashyapa told that you perform this payovrata, special tapasya. You drink only milk, fast, observe regulative principles very strictly. In this way, she did that and Vamana was born to her. Because the Lord said, I will appear. I will appear as your son, and then from amongst your sons, I will work and I will put your sons back in the throne. He promised that. So Aditi became very pleased. She did this thing, and this is how Vamana is born. This is the history behind Vamana's birth. Before that, there's a lot of history about Bali, who is now ruling the three worlds. And he has become very strong. Shukracharya, who has a big history, he's the son of Bhrigu. Bhrigu is again the son of Maricha, and who is the son of Brahma. Bhrigu is like the grandson of Brahma. And born to Bhrigu is Shukra, Shukracharya. Shukracharya, he has got a big history. Lots of things happened in his life. He was born again, this way, that way, this way. All his births are described in the Puranas. Very illustrative life. He got the name Shukra because he was swallowed by Lord Shiva. you know.
This, so he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva.
And he pleased Lord Shiva. So Shukracharya, he became the guru of the asuras. Very influential person, very well known. And he had, as a controller of the asuras, he became their guru. And he had this great capacity to have Mrita Sanjeevini, that he can bring anybody who is dead back to life. But the devas did not have anything like that. So when they fought, the asuras were coming back to life and the devas were dying. So they did not know what to do. It was very unfair. So they went to Vishnu and Vishnu said, you churn the ocean. Under the pretext that you are trying to find out the wealth that Mahabali has put inside. Mahabali went and raided the whole of the Devas kingdom and stole everything from Indra, all the property and all the jewels and all everything, and brought it. On the way he was bringing it, fell into the ocean. It's all by Krishna's arrangement. Fell into the ocean and he couldn't take it out. So the Devas went and told that we want to take it out. So they went and asked Mahabali, will you help? We like to take out this thing. But the real reason why they went is because they had already asked Vishnu, how shall we do something? They got Mrita Sanjeevini and every time we fly it, they all come back to life. So Vishnu said, Amrita Kalasha you should get by churning the ocean. But you make it sound like as though you are getting the wealth out. Then only you will get the help of the asuras. You need the help of the asuras to do this. Churn the ocean. So when you churn the ocean, that time Kalasham will come out. That Kalasham you take is Amrita. You drink that ambrosia, nobody will die. Eternal living. So this is what is their plan. So they went and got Mahabali. They all, politics is, oh yes, yes, we'll do it together. They had their own reasons and concerns and things. It's an amazing event. They had their own stake in the matter and the devas had their stake in the matter. Each one had a hidden agenda, everything, but everything was known to Vishnu, who is thinking what. That's interesting. So this way, there was a big churning of the ocean. And, you know, from that came the Amrita Kalasha. And then Mohini's incarnation and all these things happened. Anyway, the point is that Mrita Sanjeevini, with that, he brought all the asuras back to life. So many times, Bali, who was a general in the army, was brought back to life by Shukracharya. And he was very, very grateful to Shukracharya because he gave me life. I died in the battle and he brought me back to life. This way, he was very obedient to Shukracharya. And he was powerful. So the more powerful he became, he was encouraged to be the leader. And he became the powerful king. He, with his force and power and the support of Shukracharya, occupied all the three worlds. Kicked out Indra, everything. Then he did another big sacrifice where he did 100 horse sacrifices together. 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas he did together. Like this, he was becoming very powerful. Finished, the devas completely lost track. He was too powerful. That is why they sought the help of Vishnu. Only Vishnu can do something about it. That's when he said that I'll appear as Vamana. This is the background. All these things have happened and Vamana has appeared. First, Vamana appears in his four-handed form, Vishnu, Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, like we see. Then in front of them, he just suddenly became a dwarf. Boom. The Lord is a great, fantastic actor. Anytime he can assume any roles. No makeup, boutique room and all that required to assume any role. In front of everybody, he changed, became a dwarf. Beautiful looking dwarf, effulgent. Then all the devas all gave him gifts, knowing that this is Vishnu. His mother gave him under Kaupinams. And then, who is that? From the sky, they gave him umbrella. Vayu gave him umbrella. Somebody gave him a waistline. Somebody gave him Kamandalu, somebody gave him umbrella, so many things he got. His cross thread, Brahmin thread, everything. All of them gave gifts to him. They gave gifts to Vishnu, adding to his beautiful form. And then he twirled his umbrella, his kamandalu and a stick, and it, after being worshipped by them, he set off, because you know Mahabali is conducting a sacrifice. So he simply set off. It's mentioned that every step he took, the whole bhumi shook, although he was a dwarf. Barefooted, he just walked and went. Every step, boom, whole bhumi shook. And they watched Vamana just going to the sacrificial arena of Mahabali. From a distance they could see like sun was coming, he was coming in the sacrificial arena. And all the brahmanas and priests were wondering, who is that? So bright looking, wonderful looking. He came there with his umbrella. And Bali Maharaj became very happy. Bali Maharaj also is a great Vedic follower. He was born to Virochana, and Virochana is the son of Prahlad. So it's mentioned that he went and met his grandfather once, Prahlad. And Prahlad, he asked how to rule, and Prahlad gave him advice: rule with virtue, follow the scripture, do everything properly. So therefore he was doing it very well, and he accepted Vishnu, worshipped Vishnu, everything, but he was in power. It's very amazing how Vishnu remains extremely neutral on one side, on the other side he supports the Devas. He can afford to do that. He cannot find a fault with them, shastrically or as per this thing. So it's mentioned that he went once and he found that the asuras were suffering and dwindling, they were becoming weaker. So he went and asked again to Prahlad, I want to meet my grandfather again. He met his grandfather again and asked why this is happening. So the Prahlad told him, Supreme Lord Vishnu, whom you worship, whom you know, is in the womb of Aditi. That's why this is happening. At that time he was in the peak of his power. That time he said, who is Vishnu? All of us together can finish Vishnu. We are so powerful now, we can finish Vishnu. Then Prahlad said, you rascal, you will be destroyed by him only for this, and your whole kula will be destroyed. He got this from Prahlad's mouth. It's actually a lot of history of curses. He went, he became puffed up. Earlier he took advice from Prahlad, and Prahlad told him, rule with virtue. He became very powerful. And now he became so powerful and so big, nobody to in any way challenge him. He went to Prahlad and said, why I am having difficulty now? So he said, that is because Vamana is appearing. He said, what Vamana? We can handle him. We are this thing. He said, that is why you will be destroyed. By him only you will be destroyed. So now that is the background for Mahabali. And the background for the Devas is like this. And Vamana has appeared. Kashyapa and Aditi are very happy. And he's coming to the sacrificial arena. He comes to the sacrificial arena. And all of the Brahmanas and everybody are very attracted to him. His beautiful form. Even Bali is very attracted to him. And in this way there is a very beautiful conversation between Bali and the Lord.
Yajamanah pramudito darshaniyam manoramam rupanurupavyayam tasma asanam abharat.
Bali Maharaj is welcoming Vamana. Bali Maharaj jubilantly at seeing Lord Vamanadeva, whose beautiful limbs contributed equally to the beauty of his entire body, offered him a seat with great satisfaction. Then, thus offering a proper reception to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always beautiful to the liberated souls, Bali Maharaj worshipped him by washing his lotus feet.
Tatpadasaucham janakalmasapaham sadharmavin murdhani adadhat sumangalam yad deva devo girishas chandra maulir Dadhara Murdhana Parayacha Bhaktya.
Lord Shiva, the best of demigods, who carries on his forehead the emblem of the moon, receives on his head with great devotion the Ganges water emanating from the toe of Vishnu. Being aware of religious principles, Bali Maharaj knew this. Consequently, following the footsteps of Lord Shiva, he also placed on his head the water that had washed the Lord's lotus feet.
Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramayi Ki.
So, he gave an opportunity to Bali to wash his feet and put the water on his head. Amazing devotional service Bali Maharaj did. Little did he know what will happen to him because of this. Right? Because the Lord is neutral to everybody. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namedveshu astina priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayite teshu chapyaham. So here Bali Maharaj has rendered amazing devotional service. He has done pada sevanam, one of the Navabhakti vidhis. He has done pada sevanam, receiving him, putting him on the throne, washing his feet, and then drinking the lotus feet water and putting it on his head. That he has done. Immediately he will definitely get benefit for that. And that too, directly Vishnu has come. And he has done this. So, but Bali Maharaj then said to Vamanadeva, "O Brahmana, I offer you my hearty welcome and my respectful obeisances. Please let us know what we may do for you. We think of you as a personified austerity of the great Brahmana sages." Swagatam te namastubhyam brahman kim karavamate brahmarshinam tapah sakshan manye tvaryava purdhanam. O my Lord, because you have kindly arrived at home, all my forefathers are satisfied, our family and entire dynasty have been sanctified, and the sacrifice we are performing is now complete because of your presence. O son of Brahmana, today the fire of sacrifice is ablaze according to the injunction of the Shastra, and I have been freed from all the sinful reactions of my life by the water that has washed your lotus feet. O my Lord, by the touch of your small lotus feet, the entire surface of the world has now been sanctified. You know so many things about Vishnu. O son of Brahmana, it appears that you have come here to ask me for something. Therefore, whatever you want, you may take from me. O best of those who are worshipable, you may take from me a cow, gold, furnished house, palatable food and drink, the daughter of a Brahmana for your wife, prosperous villages, horses, elephants, chariots, or whatever you desire. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva, heard Bali Maharaj speaking in this pleasing way, he was very satisfied, for Bali Maharaj had spoken in terms of religious principles. Thus the Lord began to praise him. Personality of Godhead said, "O King, you are indeed exalted because your present advisors are the Brahmanas who are descendants of Bhrigu," means Shukracharya, "and because your instructor for your future life is your grandfather, the peaceful and venerable Prahlad Maharaj. Your statements are very true and they completely agree with religious etiquette. They are in keeping with the behavior of your family and they enhance your reputation." But Vamanadeva has a plan. But he is speaking so smoothly. "So nice you are. You are keeping up your parampara. Your grandfather is Prahlad Maharaj. Wonderful."
Nahi yetasman kule kaschin nihasattavah krapanah puman pratyakhyata pratishrutya jovada tadvijataye.
I know that even until now, no one taking birth in your family has been poor-minded or miserly. No one has refused to give charity to Brahmanas, nor after promising to give charity has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. It's amazing. The Lord appears three times in the same dynasty, in the same family. This is the third time he has appeared. Previously, Prahlad Maharaj's father, who is the grandfather of Bali, his father was Hiranyakashipu and he appeared as Narasimhadev. Then Hiranyakashipu's brother was Hiranyaksha, he appeared as Varaha. In the same family, Prahlad Maharaj's grandfather and grandfather's brother, both of them were killed by Vishnu. And now again he has appeared as Vamana. But nobody recognizes him. Nobody recognizes him. He is not an unfamiliar visitor in this family. He is coming often here for various reasons. But this time he is really talking very nicely, smoothly. He has not come as Narasimhadev, Ghora Rupam, nor has he come as Varaha. He has come as a beautiful boy, Brahmachari. See, O King Bali, never in your dynasty has a low-minded king been born, who upon being requested has refused charity to Brahmanas in holy places or a fight to Kshatriyas on a battlefield. And your dynasty is even more glorious due to the presence of Prahlad Maharaj, who is like the beautiful moon in the sky. It was in your dynasty that Hiranyakashipu was born, Hiranyaksha. Carrying only his own club, he wandered the globe alone without assistance to conquer all directions, and no hero he could meet could rival him. When delivering the earth from the Garbhodaka of ocean, Lord Vishnu in his incarnation as a bold killed Hiranyaksha, who had appeared before him. Lord Vishnu only is speaking and telling Vishnu came as Hiranyaksha. The fight was severe and the Lord killed Hiranyaksha with great difficulty. Later, as the Lord thought about the uncommon prowess of Hiranyaksha, he felt himself victorious indeed. You must note how nicely he is talking, because Bali Maharaj is extremely intelligent person also. He is the emperor of the whole world and he is pious. He follows all the rules and regulations, religious scripture, everything. Everything good about him. Very sophisticated, although a demon. So he is approached in the same way by Vamanadeva. When Hiranyakashipu heard the news of his brothers being killed, with great anger he went to the residence of Vishnu, the killer of his brother, wanting to kill Lord Vishnu. Seeing Hiranyakashipu come forward bearing a trident in his hand like personified death, Lord Vishnu, the best of all mystics and the knower of the progress of time, thought as follows. Wheresoever I go, Hiranyakashipu will follow me, as death follows all living entities. Therefore, it is better for me to enter the core of his heart, for then, because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. Lord Vamanadeva continued, O king of the demons, after Lord Vishnu made his decision, he entered the body of his enemy Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force. In a subtle body inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostril along with his breath. Hiranyaksha came out of Brahma's nose, and here Vishnu went through Hiranyakashipu's nose inside to stay. Upon seeing that the residence of Lord Vishnu was vacant, Hiranyakashipu began searching the Lord Vishnu everywhere. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakashipu screamed loudly and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planetary systems, all directions and all the caves and oceans. But Hiranyakashipu, the greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere, because he can see only externally. In this way, Lord Vamana is glorifying. Your father Virochana was very affectionate towards Brahmanas. You have also observed the principles followed by great personalities who are household of Brahmanas, and the great heroes are extremely famous for their exalted activities. He is influencing him, inspiring him to donate 3 paces of land without him knowing who he is. So this is very interesting. O King, controller of the entire universe, although you are very munificent and are able to give me as much as land as I want, I do not want anything from you that is unnecessary. If a learned Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities. Bali Maharaj said, O son of a Brahmana, your instructions are as good as those of learned and elderly persons. Nonetheless, you are a boy and your intelligence is insufficient. Thus, you are not very prudent in regard to your self-interest. I am able to give you an entire island because I am the proprietor of the 3 divisions of the universe. You have come to take something from me and have pleased me by your sweet words. But you are asking only 3 paces of land, therefore you are not very intelligent. This is amazing.
Maam vachobi samaradhya lokanam ekamishwaram padatrayam vrinito ye abuddhiman dvipadaushya shusham.
Not very intelligent, he is telling Vishnu. And you are a small boy, we don't have intelligence. And I am the Lord of the 3 worlds. He is telling this to Vishnu, who is the Lord of all worlds. He is telling this. Isavasham idam sarvam. That person has come. See, the illusion is so great that Mahabali wants to treat him very nicely, wants to give him a gift, and he's telling, you are not very intelligent. Actually, you will see that Krishna will give Bali Maharaj intelligence to surrender to him. Who is not intelligent will become to known very soon.
So in this way, there's a nice sweet conversation, and Vamanadeva is saying, the personality of God had said, "O my dear king, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the 3 worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. If I were not satisfied with 3 paces of land, then surely I would not be satisfied even with possessing one of the 7 islands consisting of 9 varshas. Even if I possessed 1 island, I would hope to get others." We have heard that although powerful sages like Maharaj Prithu, Maharaj Gaya achieved proprietorship of the 7 dvipas, they could not achieve satisfaction or find the end of their ambitions. One should be satisfied. Yadrichayo papannena santushto vartate sukam na santushta strivir loker ajitatmo pasadithai. A Brahmana who is satisfied with whatever is providentially obtained is increasingly enlightened with spiritual power. But the spiritual potency of a dissatisfied Brahmana decreases as fire diminishes in potency when water is sprinkled on it. Therefore, O King, from you, the best of those who give charity, I ask only 3 paces of land. But such a gift I shall be very pleased, for the way of happiness is to be fully satisfied to receive that which is absolutely needed. Satisfaction. Very beautifully mentioned by Vamana, which everybody should practice. He is teaching Bali Maharaj in advance, what you are going to get, you be satisfied with it. Because I am going to take away everything from you and leave you with practically nothing. But you must be satisfied with it. Very soon I shall show you what 3 paces of land for me is. And who am I? And then I will request you also to be very satisfied. So before itself he is preaching to him. He has given mercy, and now I am going to subject you to a great test. You must come out of it successfully by understanding that you must remain satisfied. Right? So, you see, tripti, satisfaction, that is one of the most important aspects of life. In fact, satisfaction is greatest wealth. Yadrichya labha santushtah. Whatever by the arrangement of the Lord we get as a material asset, we should be happy with it. Dissatisfaction makes you very unhappy. Most people in the world keep comparing themselves with others, look over their neighbor's compound wall and see what they have got, peep into their window and see what they have got, and then they are miserable. They are simply miserable. Enviousness, greed keeps you dissatisfied and miserable. So the whole world functions out of dissatisfaction. Everybody is dissatisfied. Why? Because you see life in terms of material acquisitions and assets. But here, Vamanadeva is advising a brahmachari, he should be very satisfied.
with whatever is provided to him. Most important for him is the opportunity to be in Gurukula, in the house of the Guru. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Guror Hitam. Guror Hitam. For the sake of the Guru only he is staying in the ashram. Which means that it is mentioned that he should go and beg alms every day, bring for the Guru. And he should cook, clean, chant Vedic literatures, and he should eat only if the Guru says so. In this way, he should learn to be satisfied with the absolute truth. Very important to cultivate satisfaction with whatever you have. At the same time, we should know that whenever required for devotional service, we can assume any facility without getting attached to it. You see, that material facility should not control you, but you should control the material facility for the sake of Krishna, to be used in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, the heart always remains dissatisfied. Especially devotees, they should cultivate simple living, high thinking. In the name of Yukta Vairagya, we should not start using all things material, saying that we are using it for the sake of developing some devotional service. But sometimes it happens, if it does not match, if the facility is more than required according to the person's renunciation, or his capacity to use such things, or his own Krishna consciousness, then that material assets kills that person's Krishna consciousness. Actually, he becomes completely absorbed in that. He forgets Krishna, he forgets everything else. When you are handling any facility that makes you forget Krishna, you must know that you are in danger. You must know that you are in great danger. We must always use every facility as subordinate to us to be used in the service of Krishna. Not become so involved with the facility that the facility controls you, takes away your time. Whether it be a smartphone or it be your costume and dress that you wear, or it be your possessions, or it be anything else, we use it only in the service of Krishna, and then we don't have any attachment to that. Everything belongs to the society. Everything belongs to Srila Prabhupada. Everything belongs to Krishna. In this way, we neither waste nor do we hanker for anything. This is the ideal way. It is an art to be able to use these facilities. We should not imitate somebody who is using a facility successfully, thinking that I will be able to handle that same facility. And then that facility will drown you, finish you. That is why satisfaction is very important. For my service, what is required is there with me, so I'm happy. What is not required for my service, which is used by somebody else for his service, I want that without doing that service. This is Maya. This is Maya. It's always better to have a little less facility than you are supposed to have. In this way, you'll always be reminded of Krishna. A little it goes the other side, you'll forget Krishna. It's better to cautious brahmachari, sannyasis remain always on the negative level. Sleep a little less, eat a little less than necessary. In this way, they are safe. Simple living can be very easily instituted. This is exactly the lesson Vamanadeva is speaking to Bali Maharaj. So, this beautiful story has got so many wonderful instructions. Bali Maharaj earned the wrath of Prahlad Maharaj. Such a great devotee. He disobeyed him. Taking advice, doing things properly, everything went on nicely. Your material life, spiritual life, everything. Now he has become so big that he opposes even his grandfather very subtly. And so the time has come. Vinashakale viparita buddhi. When your intelligence starts thinking that I am very great, I need this type of this thing, I need that, I need this, then you'll be finished. So Bali Maharaj, although he is not like that, Krishna is obviously taking the side of the Devas because they are his devotees. And he is trying to restore Dharma with equal participation of both the Devas and Asuras. So it is mentioned that Bali Maharaj will say reluctantly, okay, if you insist that you want only 3 paces of land, I will take a sankalpa to give it to you. And he will forward the kamandalu with water, and Vamanadeva will be ready to receive. They'll chant mantra and take sankalpa, I will offer you bhojana like this, like this, like this, and all that. And it's a whole system of doing it. You know, it's not like what we do nowadays. I brought once Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj to Calicut. We arranged food in an Ambudri's house. And I took Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj. As Russians just became sannyasi, a little fresh. We know each other when we are brahmacharis. So he said, yes, yes, I like to go and see Brahmana's house. Traditional. Maharaj, very traditional. He is the chief priest in the temple and all that. He said, yes, we will go. So when we went there, he received by washing feet. They were chanting mantras and welcoming them inside. Then the all nice plate and all that laid with kusha grass and so many nice things, all traditional. Maharaj became very fascinated. Then they were chanting mantras, then he was looking at me, when is the food coming? Then he said, he chanted mantras, then he gave in the hand Achaman, chanting mantras, that I will feed you like this, like this, like this, everything. And to both of us, he was a sannyasi then, I was not. And Maharaj became very fascinated. Then that person paid obeisances to both of us. Before feeding, he gave all these mantras, chanted, gave, and then he offered obeisances, brought all his family members, they chanted mantras together and threw akshada, flour, everything. And then one by one they bought this traditional cooking, you know, all done with what you find on your backyard only. No tomato, carrot and all that. Banana flour, and you know, bananas, raw banana, ripe banana, jackfruit, there's big preparations. Some 25 preparations, one by one, he's telling how to eat and all that. Maharaj became very fascinated. My gosh, this is what is Vedic culture. Right. So, we sometimes may not appreciate what is this thing, but this is how people lived all the time. They are so conscious of God that everything, atithi, a guest has come, Vishnu himself has come. They treat you like that. Treat you like that. You see? This looks, it's very nice, puts your consciousness right where it should be. Every day, all activities are done like this in remembrance of Vishnu. When a guest comes, you're reminded of Vishnu. When you eat, you're reminded of Vishnu. When you're cooking, you're reminded of Vishnu. When you go to the bathroom, come out and do achaman, it's the whole life is based on this. How different is our life now that we find it so difficult to remember Vishnu, even though we are chanting Hare Krishna. We chant, but we don't focus. This is Kali Yuga. But this is tradition. So, Bali Maharaj gave this Sankalpa Dan. But Shukracharya had come earlier and told, don't trust this dwarf man. You are getting unnecessarily attracted to him. Don't trust him. He is Vishnu himself, quite possible. Be careful. Be made out. He is very sharp, Shukracharya. He has managed for so long, very carefully with strategy, everything. So he said, this could be Vishnu. He has come on behalf of the Devas. He will take away everything from you. Be careful. They know Vishnu's power also. Plus they safeguard against Vishnu's power. And they know he is a Supreme Lord also. This is Asura. I know everything about Vishnu, therefore I am not worshipping him. That is what is Asura. I know everything about Vishnu, therefore I am not worshipping him. But the devas, I know everything about Vishnu, so wonderful, therefore I should worship him. This is what is the mentality. So he came and said, don't give the sankalpa, don't stop. But Vamana is watching there, Shukracharya, what he is doing, because he is inside Shukracharya's heart and in Bali's heart. There is no chance of anything you do, there is no way of overcoming that. He is situated in everybody's heart. Ham sarvasya, what is that? Ishvara sarvabhutanam hirdeshwar junatishtati. So what he can, he sat down there very quietly as a young boy, and he knew what is running inside Shukracharya's head. So he, Shukracharya, became a bee and entered the snout of that kamandalu and stopped water from coming. So much controlling. Even the Lord's mercy they want to control. Stand in between. And it is mentioned that Vamana, he said, oh, don't worry, the water is not flowing. He knows he is inside. He took a darbha grass and poked into the snout. And that went and poked into the eyes of the bee, which is Shukracharya. He came out screaming. And the offering went ahead. Don't worry, he said, I'll do the needful for you. Nobody stands in between service coming to me from my devotee. It's a horrible place to be in. You will get your eyes poked by darbha grass. So when there is devotional service being rendered by a devotee to the Lord, never stand in between. Never stand in between. You'll be very easily removed. You may also be a devotee, even then doesn't matter. You will be set aside. So Shukracharya was finished. One eye was gone for him. And Bali Maharaj went ahead and made his offering. Then he really satisfied Vamanadev. Then in front of everybody, Vamanadev started growing. Now you had done the sankalpa? He started growing and growing and growing and growing. So huge he became with his kamandalu and his zissing. Then he said, 3 steps you gave me. With 1 step he finished the entire material creation. The other steps, all the heavenly, this thing and everything together. So huge. Then he said, where shall I place the 3rd step? By the time Bali rose to his senses, he knew what has happened. He had been cheated. Chalayasi vikramane balimadbhuta vamana. Cheating. But it is transcendental, wonderful cheating. You got cheated of all your material possessions. You got cheated of all your attachments. And you are forced to surrender to Krishna. That type of cheating is welcome. You should always welcome that type of cheating. Don't get angry. Because you will lose everything. You will have only Krishna, only shelter. Many things are distracting you. You are not able to take shelter of me. So I'll take away everything from you. Tasyaham anugrihanami harishye taddhanam shanai. On a person whom I want to show my mercy, harishye, I will take away everything on which he is leaning. Is leaning a little bit here, putting his elbow here, putting his leg here. All those supports I'll take away. You can only rest on me. You can only rest on me. No table, no chair, no mat, nothing. Only me. In this way, Krishna takes away everything. That is very painful in terms of our attachment. But in another sense, it is very wonderful. Because you are forcefully being taken by Krishna. There's a beautiful shloka in the Bhagavatam that says that when devotees worship me, and they worship me for material desires, sometimes they ask me, the time I, being very merciful to them, make sure that I give them sanction for the material desire in such a way they don't come back again and ask me for the same desire. So that they don't come back and ask me for the same thing again. And for those who have controlling their desires and worshipping me, what to do, like that. I will take away those desires, clear it for them, and make it very clean for them to surrender to me by giving them my mercy. So two types of things Krishna does. You may satisfy your desire in such a way that you don't attempt it again. It will be a, you may get satisfied and have a bad experience, or you may get sick of it, or something will happen to you. So material desires, if you are becoming a devotee, consistently chant Hare Krishna and cry to Krishna, what to do? I am like this, no, I am such an idiot. I am so attached to this thing. But if we continue to serve Krishna, continue to chant the holy name, continue to follow as much as you can, material desires will be taken care of by Krishna. Because he knows the helplessness of his devotee. You see. Badhyamano apimat bhaktah vishayan ajitendriyah pragus pragalbaya bhaktya vishayan nabibhuyate. My devotee will look like he is overcome by his material situation and his desires. But I will not allow that his senses will overtake him. Vishayan nabibhuyate. The sense objects will not overtake him. I will stand there, and although this, all this does not mean we should, very good, nice shloka Maharaj quoted, I don't have to worry about life and I can exercise my desires. No. A devotee is always trying to get rid of his desires. So Bali Maharaj, he somehow became a fitting candidate for Krishna's mercy. Because he washed his lotus feet, first of all. As soon as he came, washed lotus feet, all his other impediments are gone. Then he goes ahead and offers, whatever you want, I will give you. He said, no, only 3 paces of land. But actually, because he said, whatever you want, I will give you, he said, okay, the size of my wanting, you don't know. You think it is 3 paces of land. You said no, you give me. Okay, 3 pace, third leg, where to give? Then Bali Maharaj, he understood, very intelligent. He is also given intelligence by Krishna. You must imagine he is a demon. His mentality is different. And Krishna killed that mentality, taking away everything from him. He became helpless. Nobody could do anything. Vishnu has come, he has taken, ripped off everything that he has earned through tapasya, that, this, everything, and Shukracharya has finished. If Krishna wants, he can do it. And not only that, he went ahead to make Bali a devotee. First, I take off everything from you, which is what the devas want. Then, in the last step, I give you mercy. You see, he asks him, so now you must keep up your word. You said you'll give me 3 paces of land. Where shall I keep the 3rd pace? Don't be a person who doesn't keep up his word. Already everything is lost. Even Prahlad Maharaj would come and say, my lord, he has offered everything, there's nothing more he can offer. Then, Bali Maharaj's wife will be completely finished. She will say, what more can we give? Vindhyavali, her name is. This one, she becomes very disturbed by seeing Vamana just extracting everything from her husband by his trickery. At one point when he was coming, she was thinking, what a beautiful boy. Like this, I want to have a son. She was thinking like that. Then now when she saw that son becoming so huge and finishing her husband, she said, I want to finish you. That same son became somebody else. These two emotions combined together only, she appeared as Putana. It's mentioned. Putana is that person who want to have the Lord as a son, but at the same time want to finish the Lord. So that is mentioned by previous acharyas. So she was got the opportunity to breastfeed Krishna, because she had the desire, I want to have you as my son. So, it is mentioned that Bali Maharaj was given intelligence to understand what to do. he understood that I have given all my possessions, but I am available. I know, my Lord, that I was the possessor of all these possessions. The possessor of these possessions is greater than the possessions. And you are asking for the possessor. You are not bothered about the possessions. It anyway belongs to you. But for me to offer myself to you, you can't take me unless I give myself to you. This was understood by Bali Maharaj. Krishna is not going to roughshod and, you know, like Hitler, I know how to get you. Surrender to me. I'll put my leg on top. No. He waited for him. Surrender yourself to me. That is where my third step goes. And amazingly, Bali Maharaj understood that. He was very much humiliated. You know, he was tied by a rope and bought like a prisoner. Because the third step, everything is gone from him. You don't have, where is the third step? Time up. He is a criminal. He has promised and is not giving. So, Vamanadeva got him tied up. He was very humiliated. And he was standing like that. Even Prahlad said, I think it's finished now. What more you want from him? But Bali Maharaj knew there is something that he wants. Myself. He surrendered himself. Atma Nivedanam. And he became a Mahajana. Krishna forcefully made him a devotee. From a demon to a devotee within a few minutes. If Krishna wants, he can make a demon a devotee. So, that is why in this pastime, even the devas did not get this mercy which Mahabali got. They got their kingdom back and they again started Apsara dancing and enjoying. But Bali went back to Godhead. Just imagine what, who appreciated? Bali actually appreciated Vishnu. He actually fell in love with Vishnu. He actually wanted to do something for Vishnu. Because he got attracted to Vishnu. And the Lord took hold of that and said yes. Then he pushed him to Sutala. In the nether regions. He told Bali, you will become Indra again. He told Bali, in the next, this thing, you will become Indra. Don't worry. I have not taken anything from you yet. And I will be with you in Sutala as your gatekeeper, watchman, so that you will always be able to see me. This was the mercy of Vamana on Bali. And Bali became the great Mahajana. That's why Bali is counted a man. He surrendered. He didn't remain without surrender. He had no choice. He had no choice. See. So, it's an amazing pastime. It's wonderful. That if Krishna wants, if he decides to give his mercy to somebody, then that person is most fortunate. He can even be a demon and be most fortunate. That's why Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigham sayayad api asadavi lebe gatim dhatri uchitam tatonyam kamva dayalum sharanam tumeva. Kamva dayalum sharanam tumeva. Who else can be so merciful that I can surrender to him? There is nobody except the Supreme Lord. Why? Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam. That he, Baki, Putana, she came to kill him, but to her he gave mercy and made her his mother in the spiritual kingdom. You know, who else can I surrender to? And Bali, it's a demon, he gave mercy. There is no use surrendering to anybody else. No use taking anybody else's shelter. It's only Krishna's shelter that should rely on whatever happens to us in the world, including all our possessions are lost. Including we are a nobody. In fact, it is highly fortunate for a person who has lost everything and stands in front of the Lord as the only shelter. Prabhupada writes this, all my friends, my relatives, my family, have become nothing but a list of names. Nobody is with me. I am all alone. You have shown me the naked form of Maya. I understand. Just accept me as your servant. I am a puppet in your hands. You can make me dance. I completely surrender to you. Srila Prabhupada was a very surrendered devotee. He didn't have his own plans greatly. So we can learn a lot of lessons from these things. From Bali Maharaj especially, wonderful lessons. He's a real hero. From a demon he becomes a devotee. It's, you know, 180 degrees you have to change. And he was willing to change. Sometimes people wonder why Krishna is not doing the same thing to me. You will break. Maybe you can't hold it. You must understand, it's not so easy to be the Lord and Emperor of the whole three worlds and surrender. You know, we have seen people don't even give up a cycle. Don't give up their pen. How possessive we may be. My chapal, my. And it's not so easy to be the emperor of the three worlds and decide, okay, very painful it was. Extremely painful. He went through that. So he became a recipient of mercy. And he became Mahajana. It is not easy to do it also. Don't think Bali Maharaj went smoothly through it. We hear it as a story. Then he got tied up, then he gave everything. And then Krishna took it up from him. You know what Bali went through? What Bali Maharaj went through. So every one of us has to go through in some level detachment. Krishna will force you through it. The time will come for everybody. Not one time, many times. Little by little. Because we are too attached, Krishna is not shaking you too much. Ramba asakina and the paya odanja poidum. Just let us wait for some time, let him develop a little something. As we progress in Krishna consciousness, we can handle it better. So, as we progress, we will also get challenges in proportion to your progress. Therefore, better not to progress, is what some people may think. Because I can't face those things. No. We have to be prepared. You see, anything will happen to you. Krishna's plan to test you and your devotion to Him and accelerate the devotion. Or we may fail and you have to come back again and start from where you left. But tests everybody has to go through. Comfortably sitting in the comfort zone is the worst thing. Not taking any risk, not taking any initiative, but adjusting yourself, very good. Nice it is. I chant my japa, I eat my prasadam, I sleep, I read. Even that, Krishna shakes it up a little bit. Not very good. Once we become used and there's a pattern and there is relaxation and settling and trying to settle down, it's not good for spiritual life. It's not good for bhakti to grow. Because when we settle down, we coolly forget Krishna. Actually, very nicely we forget. In the name of Krishna, we forget Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna and we forget Krishna. Because everything is very nice. And we feel, this must be the spiritual world. See, oru vidamana kavalayume illa, onnume illa. I ate, I slept, I chanted, I spoke to so and so, I relaxed. No worry in my head, no responsibility, nothing. It's a very dangerous position. You're skating on thin ice. Either Maya will take you and give you more responsibility, or you have to take responsibility for Krishna. I call it skating on thin ice. Fall down anytime. That's why accepting a little headache keeps you safe in Krishna consciousness. It's healthy, very healthy to have a little headache. And don't take aspirin. Chant Hare Krishna and depend on Krishna. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantharat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nithai Gaur Premanande. Any question or this thing? Because today is not fasting. Today is actually we are supposed to break fast. Yes. Bari Maharaj? Seems like that. That's because you didn't hear enough about his activities. We are hearing only the pastime where he became devotee. He was a main person. He defeated the Devas many times. He was a formidable warrior. Very powerful. Kshatriya. So the Devas were... They couldn't do it. He became victorious over the Devas. So the only resort was Vishnu will come and do something. We cannot do. Very strong. Because he was also very pious. Did so many sacrifices, that, this, everything, and piety increased. It means that even demons can be pious for the sake of a demoniac purpose. So being pious is nothing big. So, Mahabali was not like a... not known to be like Hiranyakashipu, like that, Hiranyaksha and all that. No, so aggressive. He was very... what we hear is he was very obedient to his preceptors, to Shukracharya, everything. So, he was a demon. For the demons, he fought. And he stood that ground. Yeah. No atrocious activity like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Ravana and all that. Not so atrocious. Okay. Anything else? No, Kerala has maybe had a connection or sought a connection with Mahabali. There is some history connected. I don't remember the full story, but that's why they celebrate Onam and all that. He comes and visits them. They say. I'm not very sure. Somewhere I've heard the story, but I don't recollect it. Some story. I don't know how far it is true. It's a local traditional aidiham, they say, story locally. But it's not corroborated by scripture so much. They sort of make up everything for Mahabali. There is no connection with Vamana or anything like that. Just, I think they... I'm not sure. I don't know. Anything else? Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Vamana Dwadashi Ki, Vamana Jayanti Ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande.